Welcome to Infill, a podcast by the YIMBY Party. Today, it's all politics and just brass tacks. I'll be making a bunch of announcements with a little bit of information to help people understand why we're doing all these things and what's really important. We'll start with the most important and last event, Election Day. That's Tuesday, November 8th. In general, about half of San Franciscans vote by mail before Election Day, but half vote on Election Day. And these are the procrastinators, many of whom haven't made up their minds at all about all of the down ballot issues. That means that if we reach them on that day with a good message, we can seriously move votes. These Election Day mobilizations are crazy. It's all hands on deck with everyone running around trying to get as many pieces of campaign literature out the door as possible. On Election Day, we have these door hangers with the polling station of the residents on them to remind the person where they go to vote, which means that we have to deploy precinct by precinct with each volunteer taking just a little section of the city with their polling station on it. All of this needs to happen before voters walk out their door on their morning commute. So the goal is to have everything done by 7:30 a.m. and the earlier the better. So again, we'll be meeting at the Laborers Hall at 5 a.m. on Election Day. And there will be lots of coffee and pastries and lots of people running around deploying all over the city. And then for those who want to take the whole day off, we also do what's called visibility at polling stations all day long. Visibility means standing somewhat near a polling station or another high-density area and handing out campaign literature. And then that night, there'll be tons of parties. Supervisor Scott Wiener is having a party at a bar called Beau. There's also Brigade having one at their offices. There's a rumor about a party bus that's going to be floating from party to party all that night. Basically, every candidate and a lot of the ballot propositions, they'll each have a party full of people who have volunteered, donated, or worked on that campaign. For many, they won't know that night if it's a win or a loss. The results don't necessarily come in for a lot of the down ballot stuff on election night. But it's really fun to be together, and especially with what's happening nationally, I think these parties are going to be pretty exciting. So now I'm going to move backwards in time. We're going to go back towards Sunday, November 6th. So there's a reporter who's doing a piece on the YIMBYs, and they're going to stop by to take photos of volunteers who we're sending out to canvass. So that means you should come out and canvass. Meet us at the YIMBY headquarters at 2 p.m. on Sunday, November 6th, and don't be late so you can be in the pictures. And then we're going to take another step back in time. Saturday night, that's November 5th, we'll be watching movies and prepping those precinct-specific door hangers. So we'll be watching Towering Inferno and some other movies and slapping stickers on thousands of YIMBY slate door hangers. There'll also be lots of beer and maybe some pizza or something too. So come out Saturday night, November 5th. Then we're going to take another step back in time. So that'll bring us to Wednesday, November 2nd, the YIMBY Party Congress. So YIMBYs from all around the Bay Area are going to gather to discuss the election, other updates, and phone bank the YIMBY Party list. So that'll be hopefully to get even more people to come out and volunteer on Election Day. That brings us up to now. So we're hoping to turn the local Sierra Club green. For those of you who don't already know, our local Sierra Club has long been dominated by not true environmentalists, but by what I often refer to as viewists. They think that if it's pretty, it must be green. They have long fought infill development and see all construction as bad. The local Sierra Club is actually really out of step with the national Sierra Club, which has been advocating for reducing suburban sprawl and encouraging urban density for a while now. So our local chapter, we feel, has really lost its way, and we're hoping to change that. So if you live in San Francisco, we need you to join the Sierra Club by this Monday. So do it right now. Right now. Get out your phone and go join the Sierra Club right now. You'll be able to vote for what we're going to be calling the Captain Planet slate in early December, but you're only going to be able to vote if you join the Sierra Club right now. So that's it for Infill. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Have a good one.